안녕하십니까? 2021학년도 대학 수학능력시험 6월 모의평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2021학년도 대학 수학능력시험 6월 모의평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 선생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 선생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수 사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Hotwells High School students. This is your science teacher, Mr. Moore, with an announcement about our invention contest. I know you all have creative invention ideas, and I'm excited to see them. As you know, we were accepting applications until July 8th through the school website. However, the deadline has been changed due to website maintenance on July 7th and 8th. So, I'd like to inform you that we've moved the deadline to July 10th. Thank you for understanding. And please don't forget the changed deadline. If you have questions, please visit me in my office. Thank you.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ms. Lee, can you help me with my sociology report?
Sure, Alex. You surveyed teens about their travel preferences, right?
Yes, I did. I've collected data, but I'm not sure how to present the numbers effectively.
Let's see. Oh, you just listed all the numbers. Why don't you use charts or graphs instead? They help present data effectively.
Okay, what kind can I use?
For example, you can use pie charts or bar graphs.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, charts and graphs can be helpful. They can represent numbers in a simple image.
That's good.
Also, they can help people see the relationship between numbers quickly.
So, charts and graphs can make data easy to understand.
Right. Using those can be effective in presenting data.
I got it. Thanks for your help.
Hi, Mr. Parker.
Hi, Ms. Jones. I'm so glad you agreed to give a special lesson to my literature class.
My pleasure. You said you have 20 students. Is there anything special you'd like me to do?
Well, they've read your poems in my class. Could you read some aloud and explain their meaning?
Sure thing. I could explain my writing process, too.
Great. Also, my students wrote poems. Maybe you could hear some of them.
Absolutely. And I'd like to give a signed copy of my latest poetry book to each of your students.
Oh, thank you. That would be such a meaningful gift.
So, when should I arrive at your high school?
Could you come by 3 p.m.? I'll meet you in the lobby.
Okay, I'll be there.
Hello, Susan. How was the pet cafe you visited yesterday?
Hi, Sam. It was wonderful. Look at this picture I took there.
Okay. Oh, the dog next to the counter looks sweet. Is it yours?
No, he's the cafe owner's.
I'd love to play with the dog.
Yeah, we should go together. Check out the flower bed between the trees. Isn't it beautiful?
It really is. And I see many good photo spots here.
You know my favorite spot? It's the mug sculpture that has a star pattern on it.
I like it. It makes the cafe unique. What are these balls in the basket?
People can use them to play catch with their dogs.
Sounds fun. By the way, there are only 2 tables. Don't they need more?
Well, they need space so pets can run around.
I see. It looks like a great place to visit.
Hi, Ted. How are you doing with the poster for the student dance festival?
Hello, Ms. Wood. Here, take a look at my monitor. It's the final draft of the poster.
Let's see. Wow, you did a great job. It looks like you're all done.
Thank you, Ms. Wood.
Oh, I like the cartoon at the bottom. Did you draw it yourself?
No, I downloaded the image. I checked the copyright and it's free to use.
That's great. Are you ready to print the poster then?
Yes, but our printer isn't working, so I can't print it now.
Don't worry. I can do it for you in the teacher's lounge.
That'd be great.
How many copies of the poster do you need?
10 copies will be enough.
No problem. Just send me the file.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Hi, welcome to the gift shop. How was the soap art exhibition?
It was amazing. I never imagined such impressive artwork made of soap.
Many visitors say that. And you know what? We're having a promotion this week. All items are 10% off.
That's great. I like this handmade soap. How much is it?
It's $20 for one set.
Good. I'll buy two sets. Oh, is this a soap flower?
Uh-huh. You can use it as an air freshener. The large one is $10 and the small one is $5.
It smells really nice. I'll take three large ones, please.
Okay. Anything else?
No, thanks. That's it.
So, here are two sets of handmade soap and three large soap flowers. And like I said, you get a discount.
Thanks. Here's my credit card.
Hi,
John. We just finished the volunteer club meeting.
Hi, Alice. Sorry I'm late. Did I miss anything important?
Well, we postponed our volunteer work at the homeless shelter until next week.
Why? Is it because midterm exams are coming up?
No, that's not a problem. All of our members still want to participate.
Then why did we postpone?
You know we posted a video online about our club last week, right?
Sure. I helped make the video. It was a big hit.
Well, since then, we've received more clothes donations than ever.
Oh, that's great news. But it sounds like a lot of work.
Yes. We need more time to organize the clothes by size and season. That's why we postponed.
I get it. When will we start?
We're going to start organizing them tomorrow morning.
Okay. I'll see you then.
Annual charity baseball game에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Clara. What are you looking at on your phone?
Hi, Harry. I'm looking at information about the annual charity baseball game.
Oh, I went to see the game last year. It was so fun. Who are the players this year?
The actors from the movie Heroes from Mercury are playing. Let's go together.
Great idea. When is it?
It's at 3 p.m. on June 27th.
Okay. Then we'd better hurry to buy tickets.
You're right. Tickets are $30 each. Isn't it a little expensive?
Maybe, but all ticket sales will be donated to local charities.
Yeah, that's true. And the game is going to be held here in town.
Oh, is it at Clifton Baseball Stadium again?
That's right. I'll book the tickets now.
Kaufman Special Exhibition에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, DSNB listeners. This is Olivia Wilson with 1 Minute Culture News. I'd like to introduce the upcoming Kaufman Special Exhibition. This event was first held in 1995 and continues to be loved by the art community. Starting August 1st, the exhibition is open for a month, every day except Mondays. You can experience the exhibition in the West Hall of Timothy Kaufman Gallery. This year's theme is the combination of art and technology. You can see unique artwork created with the help of modern technology. The number of daily visitors is limited to 300 to avoid crowding. You can buy tickets on site, but booking in advance gets you a 20% discount. To learn more, please visit their website. Next is weather with Sean. Stay tuned.
10번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 등록할 강좌를 고르시오.
Hi, can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to see which classes your community center is offering in July.
Here, take a look at this flyer.
I'm interested in all 5 classes, but I shouldn't take this one. I'm allergic to certain flowers.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, now you've got 4 options.
I see there's a wide range of fees. I don't want to spend more than $100, though.
All right. And how about the location? Do you care which location you go to?
Yeah. Greenville is closer to my home, so I'd prefer my class to be there.
Okay. What time is good for you?
Well, I'm busy until 6 p.m., so I'll take a class after that.
I see. There's just one left then. It's a really popular class.
Great. Sign me up.
Honey,
I'm going to the gym now.
Don't forget our neighbors are coming to have dinner with us. Make sure to be back before then.
I know. What time do you want me back home?
12번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Michael, you're going to take the school bus today, right?
If it's warmer than yesterday, I'm going to take my bicycle, Mom. Why?
It's much colder and windier today. You'd better not ride your bicycle.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Sylvia. I saw your new movie a few days ago. You played the character beautifully.
Thanks, Jack. I had so much fun acting in that movie.
I'm sure you did. Sylvia, I'm going to be directing a new movie. You'd be perfect for the lead role.
Oh, really? What's the movie about?
It's a comedy about a dreamer who just moved to a new town.
That sounds interesting, and I'd like to be in your movie, but I'm not sure I'm the right person for the role.
Why do you say that?
Well, I haven't acted in a comedy before.
Don't worry, you're a natural actor.
That's kind of you. Can I read the script and then decide?
Sure, I'll send you a copy of the script. I'll be waiting to hear from you.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jason, I heard you're planning a sports day for your company.
Yeah, it's next Saturday, but the problem is that I haven't been able to reserve a place yet.
Oh, really? Have you looked into Portman Sports Center?
I have. Unfortunately, they're remodeling now.
That's too bad. It's perfect for sports events.
I know. Well, I've been looking everywhere, but every place I've called is booked.
Oh, no. Can you postpone the event until they finish remodeling?
No, we can't. The company has a busy schedule after that day.
How about Welford High School? They have great sports facilities.
Really? Are they open to the public?
Sure they are. We rented them for a company event last month.
Sounds like a good place to reserve.
Yes, it is. But the facilities are popular, so you'd better hurry up.
Mary is leading a sales team at a company. Her team is working hard on a proposal for a very important contract. In the morning, Mary notices that Steve, one of her team members, is frequently massaging his shoulder while frowning. Mary asks Steve if he is feeling okay. Steve says that he has been feeling pain in his shoulder for the last few days, but he also says that he is okay to continue working. Mary is concerned that if Steve continues to work despite his pain, his health could become worse. She believes that his health should be the first priority. So, she wants to suggest to Steve that he take the day off and take care of himself. In this situation, what would Mary most likely say to Steve?
Good morning, students. Previously, we learned about various environments in which plants grow. Today, we'll discuss how plants defend themselves from threat. Even though plants cannot run away from danger, they know how to keep themselves safe. First, many plants, like roses, have sharp thorns. When animals get too close, these thorns cut them, warning them to stay away. Also, plants can create substances that cause a bad taste. When insects attack, for example, tomato plants release chemicals, making their leaves taste bad. Next, some plants form partnerships with insects. For instance, some cherry trees attract ants by making a sweet liquid. The ants guard the tree from enemies to keep this food source safe. Finally, there are plants that generate a poison to protect themselves. For example, certain walnut trees see other nearby trees as a danger, so they produce a poison to prevent the other trees from growing. Now, let's watch a video about these incredible plants.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good morning, students. Previously, we learned about various environments in which plants grow. Today, we'll discuss how plants defend themselves from threat. Even though plants cannot run away from danger, they know how to keep themselves safe. First, many plants, like roses, have sharp thorns. When animals get too close, these thorns cut them, warning them to stay away. Also, plants can create substances that cause a bad taste. When insects attack, for example, tomato plants release chemicals, making their leaves taste bad. Next, some plants form partnerships with insects. For instance, some cherry trees attract ants by making a sweet liquid. The ants guard the tree from enemies to keep this food source safe. Finally, there are plants that generate a poison to protect themselves. For example, certain walnut trees see other nearby trees as a danger, so they produce a poison to prevent the other trees from growing. Now, let's watch a video about these incredible plants.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 언급된 식물이 아닌 것은? (목소리) 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.